after seven fractious years with Cory Booker as its mayor, Newark now has a native son at the helm. Raz Baraka is a former high school principal, a longtime member of the city council, and the son of a local celebrity poet and Black Power activist. New Jersey Public Radio's Sarah Gonzalez attended the inauguration yesterday.
When Raz Baraka ran for mayor, his campaign slogan was, "When I become mayor, we become mayor." And when he took his oath,
I do solemnly swear.
Outside of the New Jersey Performing Arts Center in Newark, hundreds of people in the crowd just started repeating the oath along with him.
Perform all the duties
of the office of mayor.
Of the office of mayor.
Congratulations, mayor.
Baraka took the stage and congratulated everyone else.
We are the mayor.
He thanked the politicians who joined him on the stage, former New Jersey Governor Richard Cody and former Newark mayors Sharp James and Ken Gibson. Then U.S. Senator Cory Booker was introduced, and many in the crowd booed. When Baraka served on the city council under Booker, he emerged as one of his most vocal critics. Baraka accused Booker of using the city to further his own career. He said he focused too much attention on downtown development. Baraka ran as a man of the people, a local who would be more accessible to residents.
A mayor that puts his city first. A mayor that never forgets how he got here. That protests when he need to. And speak up when he has to. Yeah, we need a mayor that's radical.
One of his priorities is to regain local control of the city's state-run schools.
We have a bitter struggle over our schools and a battle over who should lead them.
Baraka, a former high school principal, has openly disagreed with his former boss, Superintendent of Schools Cammie Anderson. She was Booker's choice to run the school district, but there's been widespread opposition to her reform plan. It gives some principals the power to move teachers out and hire new ones, and it closes schools with low enrollment.
A mayor believes that there's no school we can't fix, that we have to build them, not close them.
But without local control, there's not much Baraka can do for schools. And Governor Chris Christie has just reappointed Anderson for three more years. Baraka's biggest challenges will be addressing the city's $93 million budget deficit and lowering crime. Last year, there were 111 murders in the city. Earlier this week, three fatal shootings in less than a 24-hour period. One of them was 17-year-old Cheyenne Bond. She graduated from Malcolm X Shabazz High School and was set to attend college in the fall. She and another teenager were shot while walking down the street. The former state prosecutor, who unsuccessfully ran for mayor, Shavar Jeffries, attended Baraka's inauguration and stressed the effect that crime has on the city.
It's hard to get economic development when you have crime out of control. It's hard to keep families in the city when you have young people like the young teenager, the graduate of Shabazz, who was killed earlier this week. So I think safety is critical.
Jeffries and Baraka disagreed during the campaign about how to fight crime. Jeffries talked about giving minimum jail sentences for anyone caught with an illegal gun. Baraka said he would work with gang members. At his inauguration, the new mayor said it's easy to hate crime.
But we all have to hate poverty the same way. Hopelessness and cynicism the same way, unemployment and illiteracy the same way, disease and poor health the same way.
He says those are the causes of Newark's violence epidemic. And under his leadership, Baraka says addressing poverty is what will make the city a safer place. For WNYC, I'm Sarah Gonzalez.